We continue Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach to learn Hilchos Hadlakas Neiros on Shabbos. Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Simen Ayin Hei Siv Hei. Mitzvah Hadlakas Haneiros, the mitzvah of lighting candles, Chala Ben Al Noshim Ben Al Noshim applies both to men and to women. Elash Anoshim Misharis by Yoser. Women are more required to light the candles of Nei Shehei Mitzuyis B'Bayis, because women are at home more than men. Void sheisha kifsa neiros shel olam, the first light of the world was extinguished by a woman. Shechtiel Adam Arishin, that she made Adam Arishin do the aver with Eitz Hadas, v'chshicha nishmasoi, and it caused his neshama, which the neshama is called a ner, to ultimately get extinguished because death came to the world through that. Shenemar kineir elakim nishmas Adam. And therefore, the halacha is that women go more, have more of the obligation in this mitzvah, up to the degree that the Shmir Shabbos Kilchosoi says that, let's say there's a situation where parents aren't home for Shabbos, and the only ones that are home are sons and daughters, still the daughter should be the one to light the candle, the girl should be the one to light the candle before the men. Okay, and how does the woman correct this? But looks nechanukos neiros lekavod Shabbos by lighting candles lekavod Shabbos. Lekain ima isha bebeisa, if a wife is home, he kodemus lemitzvah zois, she has preference for this mitzvah. Mekom makom yesh lo leish gam kein lesai bemitzvah. Still, the husband should participate. V'saken es haneiros, he should be the one to prepare the candles. V'yahaveh v'oson, he should light them. He shall light them, and then extinguish them. It should be easier afterwards to light. Paiskim say that not all candles is that the case. They suggest that oil with wicks, actually lighting them the second time is harder than the first time, and therefore don't do this. Also, many svarim suggest that when one is doing so, lighting and extinguishing, he should not extinguish it by blowing out the candle. It's a sakana to do so, but rather just to wave or do whatever else to extinguish the fire, but not blow on it. V'yishi yoledes, a woman who had just had a baby, b'Shabbos Rishon yad l'kabal v'yivarech, if the wife can't light the first Shabbos, the husband should light. Avach kach, afterwards, v'chein b'chol pam she'inida, or when a need, even when the wife is a nida, madlekes umavareches, she lights the candles and makes a bracha. Sivav noigas hanoshim, kodim shadlokas haneiros, that before they light the candles, rechatzos, they wash themselves, v'loiv shespig the Shabbos and put on Shabbos clothing. V'ashri lehem, and that's most praiseworthy. Tzrichen l'spal mincha t'chila, they ought to daven mincha before they light the candles. Kibad lokas haneiros imakabel Shabbos al atzma, by lighting the candles, she's accepting Shabbos. So you can't daven a weekday mincha after you lit the candles. If somebody couldn't daven mincha, if a woman couldn't daven mincha before she lit the candle, so one, some paiskim suggest that when she lights the candles, as we discussed previously, she should make a tanai that she's not accepting Shabbos with this lighting of the candles in order that she should be able to daven mincha. Others say that she doesn't have to make the tanai, because the Kabbalah Shabbos that is accomplished with lighting the candles only is as far that they may not do melacha after lighting the candles. But it doesn't mean it's actually Shabbos, and therefore they could daven mincha of the weekday afterwards. Visha, shnesachar b'sakel, if a woman got delayed, a bala b'sakel karv l'chatzi shor kadim Shabbos, she only came home right before Shabbos. Shem terchatz v'telbash, if she'll wash herself and put on Shabbos clothing, tucha lovel aday sovachal Shabbos, chas v'sholm could come to chil Shabbos, mitzvah yoysa, shetad l'kumar shehishi, she'll light the candles as is, unwashed, undressed for Shabbos, v'shetovach chas v'sholm aday sovachal Shabbos, versus chas v'sholm lighting, coming to chil Shabbos. V'im habal roi shemescheres melovai, if a husband sees that his wife is delayed, mitzvah gedoy l'shiyad l'ku, he shall light, v'ayag shkiach barogza, and not be concerned that she would be upset. Siv Zayin, Emish Madlik Neiris. If a man is lighting candles, Vutzarch Lassus Ach Kach Ez Melacham, and after he's lighting the candles, he's still going to have to do Melacham. Taiv Gamkein, it's preferable, Shiyisna, that he should make a stipulation, Shein Makabel Shas Bad Lokazu, that he's not accepting Shabbos with this lighting. Because, as the Paiskim suggest, that under normal circumstances, lighting the candles is sort of an automatic understanding that he wants to be Makabel Shabbos. However, the Shmir Shabbos Kulchasoi says that if he hasn't yet davened Mincha, and it's a man, there's no reason to make a Tanai, for it's self-understood that he did not mean to be Makabel Shabbos in a situation where he is not going to be able to daven Mincha. And therefore it goes without saying that he's not being Makabel Shabbos with the lighting of the candles. Al b'dievid, even if he didn't make any stipulation, yochalas akach melacha, he could do melacha. However, if there's a nochri available, it would be better that the nochri should do the melacha versus the man who lit the candles. Kadlok sabal, because the halacha, the lighting of a man of the candles, ain minig, there is no firm minig, shemakabel Shabbos. That means by a woman, it's self-understood, unless otherwise stipulated, that with her lighting of the candles, she's being makabel Shabbos. That is not necessarily the case with the man, and therefore there's much room for leniency for a man who's lighting candles to be able to do melacha afterwards. As we know, Sif Ches, as we know, there's two reasons to light candles. One is there should be light where we're eating, which is included in the concept of Oynik Shabbos. And the other reason is that there should be light in the home, which is called Shalom Bayis, that no one should chas v'shalom stumble and fall because the house is dark on Shabbos. So says the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Tzrichen l'hadlik b'makom sh'oichlu, one should light candles that in a place where they are eating. She'en nikker, and like that it's obvious, she'madlikim l'kovet Shabbos, that the candles are lit l'kovet Shabbos. V'lo l'hadlik b'makom acher, and not to light elsewhere, v'lanich ach kach b'makom acher, not to take the candles from one place to another place. And therefore, lighting the candles in such a space is great. But if it's going to be a situation where we're lighting, where we're not eating, there are many issues that come up, then it's a question of bracha levatala. So some suggest that one should light not just the candles, but put on a light, electric light, that will be on, and have in mind that the bracha is not just on the candles, but also on the electric light, which will be on when you come home from wherever you're eating. Others suggest that you should stay there till it gets dark, and therefore you'll have benefit from those candles. Ach b'shas adchak, but in a situation, kegoyin she'isha choyl v'ni yuchol lelech el shochan, if a woman is unfortunately ill, and she can't actually come to the table, madlekesh k'shib mamita, she should light the candles when she's laying in bed, u'mamidim oysa akach el shochan b'bay zeh, and then they'll carry the candelabra to the table. He call akbayis the entire home nechshev mekoinam. For noshim shemadlikus aneres b'sukkah, women who light candles in the sukkah, v'akach noisun oisul l'toich abayis, and then carry them into the home, lo yofei noisus, it's not appropriate. But if it's a situation of sakana, that leaving the candles in the sukkah, then there's room for leniency. Neshu dog me'er Shabbos, the candle that we light Erev Shabbos, that we lit on Erev Shabbos by day, not L'Kovet Shabbos, and then we want to use that candle L'Kovet Shabbos, Tzrichen L'Kboisoy, we need to extinguish them, U'lachso L'Adlik L'Kovet Shabbos, and then relight them L'Kovet Shabbos. Today, Shia Nikr, it should be obvious, Shemag L'Kovet Shabbos, that those candles are being lit L'Kovet Shabbos. Siftes, Tzarch L'Adlas Asaneris, B'Kolach Adorim Shemishtam Hashem. There should be candles lit. There should be light all over where people are on Shabbos. And therefore, one has to be careful. There's enough, that there should be enough illumination everywhere, certainly in all the rooms of one's home, but also in the shul where we daven, in the hallway, in the lobby, and even in the streets where we walk. Shabbos, there's a concern of shalom bayis, and we have to make sure that there's proper illumination everywhere. Doesn't mean that you have to have lights on in every room. If there's a room that you're going to sleep in, you don't have to have the lights on. You have to have, however, enough illumination in your home. Somebody's at home with his wife. If she's lighting and making a bracha on candles in one room, we don't have to make a bracha on the lights as they're put on in the other rooms. If the husband is not spending Shabbos together at home with his wife, he has his own private room where he is. Tzarech lahadlik ulevarach. He has to light a candle there. So if he's in a hotel, he has to light candles where he is. But if where he is, candles are being lit, then and he has a wife who's lighting on his behalf, who's lighting on the family's behalf, where she is, he doesn't have to light himself. V'mei rabim. If you have a group of men, shenis achsnu becheder echad, that are together sharing a room, they should all join together to buy candles. And one of them should light the candles and make the bracha. And he should have kavana that with the bracha he's making, he wants to be mitzi all of them. And they should have intention to want to be mekayim the mitzvah. The person who, if we have such a situation where men, a man or men, are lighting candles where they are, they should have express kavana that they don't want to be yotze with the candle lighting of their wife, because otherwise there may be a concern that they're automatically yotze with the wife's candle lighting, and the bracha they're making would be a bracha levatola. There is a mitzvah that everyone in such a situation should hear the bracha. It's not like when you're with your wife that you don't have to hear your wife's bracha. Here, since it's not the usual situation, they're chipping in together to buy candles and one is making the bracha for all of them, they should all hear that bracha. Vim ein lo cheder miyuchad, but if somebody is not at home, but he doesn't have his own private room, he's staying together in the home of a host who's a Jew. He doesn't have to light his own candles. He can rely on his wife who's lighting at home. And boys and girls who are learning in a yeshiva, if they have their own room in the dormitory, all the roommates should buy candles together. One should make the bracha for all of them. However, if they want, if there's candle lit in the dining room where they're eating, and there's enough electric illumination from lights in the room that they're staying, then the halacha is that they don't have to light candles in the room. On the contrary, lighting candles in the room may be an issue because they're not eating in the room and they may come back to the room when the candles are out. So they should just rely on whoever's lighting in the dining room, and they should just make sure that there's enough illumination in the hall and the bathroom in the rooms that they are in on Shabbos. V'tzrichim shiyah neres dalkim, as we just said, if you are lighting in a dormitory room, for example, they have to make sure that the candles are on at Shivayu Shama until they get back. But if they don't have their own private room and they're not married, so they don't have wives who are lighting on their behalf, they have to participate in paying for the candles that are being lit where they are. But if you are living there in someone else's home, or you are in a school, a boy or a girl are in a school and are part of the school and the school is responsible for them, have a b'chlal b'nei bayis, they're considered part of the b'nei bayis of that place and they don't have to v'encharch l'shtativ, they don't have to specifically participate financially in the candles.